Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio.
And this is live from Studio J. It is 5 o'clock. You know what that means. It is time for a live performance. And in the studio, we have the band 12 Bridges. Can you hear me, folks?
I can hear you.
Yeah, sure can.
I think we have liftoff. All right. Without further ado, why don't we get started? What do you have for us?
We're going to start with a song called Shifting Sands. Like most of this stuff, it's pretty new. Tripping up the silence, tearing down the faith. Worse than persecution, just to lose your way. Looking out for meaning in a field of lies. Takes cold along your path, right by your side. Shifting
Live from Studio J, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves with the band 12 Bridges. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Thanks for coming down.
Happy to be here.
All right, if you don't mind, what we usually do at the beginning, go around the room, introduce yourselves, each and every one of you, who you are, what you play, all that good stuff.
And I'm Bruce, and I'm singing leads and playing rhythm guitar.
I'm Julia, I'm singing a little bit.
I'm Mark, I'm playing bass.
I'm Jamie, hiding in the back on the drums.
I'm Josh, I play lead guitar.
Yeah, it's always the one band member I could never see when I'm doing this. Sometimes if they show up late, you know, and then they see me 2 weeks later, hey, remember me? No, I don't. Didn't see you. Heard you. Anyway, so you said that's a newer tune, and that's mostly what we're going to be hearing today?
Yeah. We started writing music, about a year ago?
Yeah, just about a year.
And we've kind of written them in batches, right? We'll get like three or four out, and then we'll write a couple more, and then we'll write a couple more. And that was the second to last batch, I think. It was right before we did the Cashew Cafe in June, and I think this song was written like 2 weeks before we did it, and we just did it. So
nothing wrong with that. So it almost sounds like you guys create EPs.
We could, yeah. Well, we're recording stuff right now, but we're not there yet.
Yeah. Okay. Just waiting for the right time, or you're probably just waiting for the money, I imagine.
Well, that actually, what we're doing is we recorded at Soundscape Studio, and we did a single. And they'll do they record it for free, and you get a student mix, basically. And that was actually a really good experience. All of us, I think, had been in the studio before, but it was good to be in together. Mm-hmm. And then they got us the mix, which we decided to finagle with. And Jamie has a mix that I actually put out on SoundCloud, so that's actually out there. That's the song you'll hear in a couple songs called Can You See? And then we're trying to think of how we're going to go forward. So we've recorded a couple demos in Jamie's basement, and I think the raw tracks sound pretty good. We just haven't mixed it or really decided what to do with it. Mm-hmm. And we haven't decided if we're going to keep recording in his basement and then send it to somebody to mix, or maybe we just need to go to a studio and get it done that way. We just haven't assessed that yet.
Okay. I've heard of a few bands doing both, actually, kind of half and half almost.
It could happen.
It depends. Whatever works. So how many songs do you think you have, you know, approximately?
I think we have, it depends on how you count them. I think we have seven of our own that are pretty much ready to go that we perform, if performed before. I think it's seven.
You're happy with how they are
as
they stand.
We have another one that we used to perform, and then we decided whether we were going to play it here or not. It's like, you know what? We kind of retired that song for a reason. We really need to either change that song a lot or just move on. And then we've got probably another four or five songs that we have played in some form that just aren't done. The lyrics aren't done, or we haven't figured out, you know, is this a Bruce solo song because it's just too acoustic-y, songwriter-y, or is it, can we turn it into a band song? So I think we'll end up with 8 or 10 songs.
Okay. But we brought you our good songs today.
They're all good songs.
I appreciate that.
We brought you the best.
Okay. So we'll get to hear that today. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, what do we have now?
Let me turn on my guitar.
That might help.
Well, I dropped my guitar right before we started on its head, and I thought I might have broken it, so I'm a little worried that it's going to hold tune.
Remember Pete Townsend. You do that at the end of the performance, not the beginning.
Yeah. This is a song called People Say, which is the third song, I think, that we've recorded.
Just who I am. Oh, who are you anyway?
wonder just what it all means. But things always as they seem. Cause I don't have all the answers myself. I guess it's better, it's just as well.
Live from Studio J with 12 Bridges. Notice how I give you that extra second in case.
And I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Got to switch guitars here.
Okay, no problem. So you mentioned before SoundCloud is one way they can hear a track or two of yours. Any other places they can go?
Well, we've got a lot of videos out on YouTube, actually. We've already... we kind of hit the ground running. We played a couple of Cashew gigs, a couple Lagerhaus gigs. And I took video of, I think, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it's pretty good. I mean, accurate representation.
Okay.
You can judge whether it's good or not. So, yeah, YouTube, and that's all through my channel. It's all Bruce Farrell Music. And I've got a webpage, brucefarrellmusic.com, where it kind of maps all that stuff.
Okay. So it would be other stuff besides 12 Bridges, too? Or?
Yeah, well, everybody in this band, and this is like a whole side topic, I suppose, everybody in this band is in at least one other band, but in most cases, a couple other bands.
Mm-hmm.
So I have brucefarrellmusic.com because I do solo stuff. I play with Chrissy Morgan, who I think you know,
mm-hmm.
who she was here last week, I think.
Yeah, she was, with Susie.
Now, did she mention me?
No.
Okay, I got something on her there. And I have an acoustic trio that I play with, and we do like folk and Celtic stuff. And then I play in a cover band with Josh. And I think that's it with this. Oh, and I'm playing another Celtic band called McSpillin sometimes.
What's that?
It's another Celtic band.
What was it called? They're
called McSpillin. And
how do you spell that?
It's like Mick as in MC, spillin, like they spilled your drink.
Oh, okay.
And I started subbing for them, and now I'm kind of like an unofficial member of the band.
Okay.
I get around.
Sound. I heard that. You walked into that one.
Yeah. You know, my wife's listening.
And we have it recorded, too. Permanent podcast. So anytime she wants to get you, she can go back to it.
Indeed. She wouldn't do that.
Nah. All right. Let's get to another one.
Okay. This is the out on SoundCloud. This is called Can You See? It's our first single, I suppose.
Yeah.
Where this road ends.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with 12 Bridges.
Woo-hoo.
All right. So from what I hear, you got a couple shows coming up. Tell us about them.
We do. We're playing October 12th at
Barter's.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep this straight. Yeah, it's October 12th at Barter's. We're playing with Atmig.
Yes.
With Julie's band and Julia Guglia. I said it.
And then, said it wrong.
And then the stiff ones, which is Mark's, one of Mark's other bands. And then October 18th, which is a Friday, we're playing at O'Mara's, and we'll be opening for the cover band that Josh and I play in, Brothers Inc.
So all this double duty stuff, huh?
Yeah, you know, you're there, you might as well play in a couple bands, right?
So this means you get paid $2 instead of $1, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I hope.
Double dipping, yeah.
Now, how does that work? Are you able to get twice as many drinks?
I hope so.
No, I don't think it... Yeah, I guess it does work. It depends on where you're playing.
Score.
Yeah, if you're at Lager House, you get two drinks. And if you're in two bands, I mean, you know, they're not keeping track of it. They just don't care. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a well drinks anyway, right? You know. And
yeah, it's not like they're giving away, you know, the top shelf or anything.
No. Some Patron or whatever.
Okay, so that's a couple shows to look forward to. That's in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Anything else on the horizon? Or
more recording. I've got, personally, I have a lot of travel this month, so I think we're going to not be able to write or record until I get back from all that. But I think at the end of the month, we'll probably start either recording more stuff or figuring out what we'll do with the stuff we've already recorded.
Okay. Is it the same place you usually go?
How do you mean?
It always seems like you're on your way to India. Right?
No, I have no pending trips to India, though I'm sure I'll be back. No, I work as a, well, you don't care, but I'll be in Denver and then Washington D.C. and then to Breckenridge, Colorado. And my wife is bummed she can't go on any of those trips because it's like exactly when she can't travel. But
wow, you plan it that way, don't you?
No, God no. I'd love to travel with her. It just doesn't work out that way.
You're just saying that because we're on the air.
No. No.
No, I'm just jerking your chain. All right. Let's do another one.
Okay. This is a song from Six and the Sevens, actually a band that I was in with Jamie. And it's a song that I wrote the music and some of the lyrics and the rest of the band. Actually, Joey finished the lyrics. But it's a song we like, so we figured we'd do it.
From Studio J with 12 Bridges. Okay.
It should be noted that we sing that song in a different key because my voice is not as high as Joey's.
No?
No.
Really?
Really.
What was the name of that, by the way? I didn't catch it.
That's Nothing to Say.
Nothing to Say.
That's on It Has to Be That Way by Six and Sevens.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, looks like we got plenty to go here, so why don't I stop yakking and let you keep playing?
Okay. We don't have to get to everything, so don't worry about that.
No, but the more, the better.
Okay. This is a song called Rise Again. It's one of like two protesty kind of songs.
Ah.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. I really like that one.
Thanks.
That one's definitely going to be on the release, right?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. Okay, cool. Rise Again, a protest song, huh?
Well,
not exactly a protest song.
I usually don't go there, but the first song, Shifting Sands, is really about the times we live in. And then this is more about, hey, we can all do a little more, you know?
We can do a little better, right?
Yeah, we could definitely do better than what we're doing right now, you know?
So it almost looks like the next one is in the same vein, The Wrong Year.
No, this is a totally whimsical song. Yeah, it really is. It's actually a December's cover. But it's one that I've sung in other bands, and it kind of fits my voice reasonably well. And Josh learned the lead part, the little fill part, and I'm like, well, we got to do that. And it's kind of become this song. I really like playing with these guys, so we do it.
Okay. Cool.
It also has one of my favorite lines in it that it could be that he's into you, could be that the obverse is true. I just love that line. I always want to snicker when I sing it. Can I have a little more acoustic guitar in my monitor?
Sure.
Thanks.
Coming right up, sir.
You're okay. Want us to go ahead?
Yeah, let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. Perfect. That's just me, right? Okay.
Child born down by the river wild. Said, hey, what I wanna be, nobody's gonna intervene. And she wants you, but you won't do, and it won't leave. And the rain falls on the wrong.
Live from Studio J with the band 12 Bridges. All right, the wrong year. I was looking for that lyric that you mentioned. I just somehow I missed it. I don't know why.
Beginning of the second verse.
Ah, okay. I'll have to pay more attention next time. So all those chemicals I did when I was younger just catches up with you eventually.
I'm going to skip Sweet Maria for now.
You're going to skip Sweet Maria?
Well, it's a solo song. We weren't sure how much time we would have, so mm-hmm. I kind of stuffed it into the middle, and it's just one that I do acoustically that we don't do with the band.
Ah,
and
okay.
I thought, well, let's just do band stuff, and if we have time at the end and we want to do that, we can do that.
Okay.
So I think we skip ahead to that one.
Well, I tell you what, as long as you do Pleasant Valley Sunday.
We can get to that.
That's always been one of my favorites.
I've been playing that forever because I know the little, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Jamie, I was at a solo show, the drummer, and he said, we'd start talking about this band. He's like, well, can we do Pleasant Valley Sunday? I'm like, well, yeah, of course we can.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a good song. I always liked it. One of those, guitar riffs. As soon as you hear it, it's like, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. Yeah, and it goes over well everywhere. It goes well in, at a place like the Lager House. It goes well at a cover band place. I do it solo acoustic. It just goes over well. It's the Monkees. Actually, yeah. It's Carole King.
Yeah, that's right. I forget about that sometimes. They had so many people writing for them, even though, they were the ones that performed it.
Yeah. So. I introduced that as a Carole King song, and people are waiting for me to do a Carole King song.
And then they go, what?
Yeah, then Did you want us to do it now?
It's up to you. As long as I get it, that's all that matters. I know that's what you said.
Let's get to it at the end.
Okay.
We'll close the show with it.
That sounds awesome. Okay, so instead of Sweet Maria, we're going to do So Clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a song about me and my wife.
You good?
Yeah. Well, hi-hat clutch switch. Ready?
Yep.
And you smile. And I waved, all the way. I've been blessed. How you saved me. Smile, and you say, together all the way.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band 12 Bridges. All right. So that's about your wife?
Yeah, well, yeah, it is. There's two songs in the set about my wife, but that's one I wrote, the other one I didn't.
Okay. But you just heard the other song and said, wow, that's perfect, right?
Yeah, well, you know, that's kind of it. I've been writing music for a long time, and it's weird that I've never written a song about my wife, despite the fact that we've been together for over 30 years. And I don't know, it just never felt right. And then I heard this song by a guy named Raylan Baxter, which is coming later, called The Mountain Song. And it's like, wow, that's exactly the song I would write for my wife if I had ever done that. And then one day I was fiddling around with that, and it's like, and you smiled. It's like, well, that's what my wife does when I walk into the room. She smiles. And I do the same thing when she walks into the room. So that's like, let's go there.
Even after 30 years, that's wonderful.
I am as happily married as any guy, you know.
That's great. Okay. So moving along in, if I can read this right, in real time?
In real time.
Okay. What does that mean? Put you on the spot.
Yeah, it? Well, for me, you know, we kind of process life. This is a kind of about my dad, but don't tell anybody that.
Right, I won't.
That, you know, we don't always process things in real time. We're always looking forward. We're always looking back. And then the other thing is, you know, we're not always comfortable coming out with saying the things that we feel, and it's really easy to not get close to people, you know. And some people, you know, especially that older generation, you know, they don't express that in the same way, you know, and they don't really analyze how they feel about things much.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Okay.
Me too.
All right.
to find a way to release myself from me. Sometimes I think that I can say what I feel and what I see, what I want and what can be, what I think will set me
from Studio J with 12 Bridges in Real Time. All right. Well, it looks like we got enough time for the last three. This is working out real wonderful.
Cool.
All right. So Don't Run Away, huh?
Yep. This is on my solo CD, and it's really a band song, so it's like, we got to do this song.
So it started out in solo, and then you figure out a way to add everybody in, huh?
No, this, well, kind of. Actually, I wrote this song probably 20 years ago, and I did it in the cover band in a totally different, sound like a Keith Richards song. and then when I recorded for my solo CD, we did a totally different vibe, and I like this vibe much better. So.
Okay. It's interesting how songs metamorphosize like that, huh?
Totally.
Say you don't love me, but that's a lie. You don't understand what we've been doing. I don't bother to try. We can't say or do each other without it bringing us down. We don't need to say anything at all. Friends, they all tell you to leave me behind. They all say that I'm not the one. It's just a matter of time. They don't know what we're feeling yet. Can't see what we see. They don't know what we got yet. They won't believe. They can't believe. Don't run away. Just don't run away. Don't
Trying to picture that as a Keith Richards sounding song.
Yeah, kind of from Keith Richards to Chris Isaac, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Clearly not about my wife, by the way.
Must have been an entirely different tempo at the beginning.
Yes, very much.
Okay. All right. So this one, you said, is another one that it was written about your wife.
Yeah, you know, my wife's listening probably, and she's going, stop talking about me. I'm sorry. That's the music, though. Yeah. Yeah, this is that song.
Okay, so Mountain Song. Interesting.
Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
I was walking through the woods of yesterday, taking only what I want, giving all I have to give. And so here I stand in front of you to say, you're the only one I want, love is all I have to give. And if I could give you everything, I would. Mountains and the oceans and the seas. Love is all I have to give. Won't you tell me you're the one for me? Ooh, 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 ooh. So I'm staring at the gates of all my dreams. I can see you far inside, 'cause you're walking down the road with me, down the mountains and the valleys like a breeze. Yeah, we're going where we wanna go. Yeah, we're doing anything we please. And if I could give you everything, I would. All the forests and the flowers and the trees. And if love is all you need, then we are good. Love is all I have to give. Won't you tell me you're the one for me? I could give you everything, I would. All the mountains and the oceans and the seas. And if love is all you need, then we are good. Love is all I have to give. Won't you tell me you're the one for me? Love is all I have to give. Won't you tell me you're the one for me?
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band 12 Bridges. All right, for some of the folks that might not have been here toward the beginning of the set, why don't we go over real quick, again, how they can find your music if they want to hear it?
Well, we've got a Facebook page at 12 Bridges. You can go to brucefarrellmusic.com, and that has a kind of a collection of our music.
Okay, that's the two places. And then the two upcoming shows?
October 12th at a Barter and October 18th at O'Mara's.
Okay, so one in Hamtramck, and that's in Berkeley, right?
Yes, indeed.
The other one.
About a mile from my house.
I was going to say, you could practically walk there, couldn't you?
I could walk there.
Might not be able to haul your equipment that way, but...
Details.
Yeah. All right, well, I want to thank you so much, folks, for coming down and playing for me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Enjoyed it. All right, so we have one more to go, one of my all-time favorites, a Monkees cover.
By request.
By request, yes. Yeah. When I saw that, I'm like, ooh, extra goodie.
Ready?
Yeah.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
All right, that was 12 Bridges. Thank you so much for coming down and playing for us. All right, we got to do a rebroadcast now. And what I was thinking of doing is a band called Strange Heart. They are going to be, they're not going to be. I'm kind of distracted right now. But anyway, they did a set for us a few months ago. Really enjoyed it. Again, I've been running into these guys recently. I saw them play a set at the Tangent Gallery a few weeks ago, and hopefully we'll get him back in soon. But this is going to be a rebroadcast of a live performance that happened, again, a few months ago. So anything we talk about is null and void, any upcoming events or performances, that kind of thing. But still, the music lives on, so that's all that matters. So I'm going to head out. Coming up at 7 o'clock is the Music Soul Box, so stick around for that. But in the meantime, you can hear my lovely voice and the band Strain Chart. So take care, and I will see you next week. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award. And it is that time, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 5 o'clock. This is live from Studio J. And as always, we have a live performance for your listening pleasure. Ready to go. We have the band Strange Heart. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Ah, we have Liftoff. All right.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. My pleasure. All right. Why don't we get started with that first tune? If my list is not failing me, I take it it's not me.
That is correct, sir. This first song is it's called It's Not Me. All right.